Don't let it rain on your parade.
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Philly is scheduled for rain for the foreseeable future, at least through the weekend as summer officially arrives with some cleansing showers. Or at least that's how we'll think of it. So break out those plastic ponchos, as many outdoor events planned for the weekend are going on, rain or shine. The Welcome America Festival has begun. That's the 16 days from Juneteenth to the 4th of July that celebrate America's independence. Philly is the birthplace of democracy, so we better live it up. You already know about the party on the parkway with Ludacris and Demi Lovato on the 4th, but there are a host of events leading up to it. One of them is the two-day Hispanic Fiesta, which happens on Saturday and Sunday at Penn's Landing. This is the first year the festival is under the Welcome America umbrella. It goes from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. both days, and on Saturday, the headliner is Manny Manuel. On Sunday, Jose Alberto El Canario closes out the fest. We'll have all the info on Welcome America on our website, whyy.org/things to do. If it rains on Kidchella, the show will go on. That's what organizers say about the concert series that kicks off on Friday as part of Welcome America.
Suppose your nose was where your elbows goes. Would you call them smellbows? Would you call them smellbows?
The concert featuring Johnny Shortcake and Alex and the Kaleidoscope features pre-show activities including face painting, glitter tattoos, food trucks, an art zone, and giveaways. It all happens at the Smith Playground starting at 4 p.m. And parents, you're especially going to love this event because it's free with registration. You don't have to be a kid to enjoy the Too Many Games Festival, but we'll bet that you started playing many of them during your childhood. This is a festival for gamers, but not just for Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto aficionados. It's the longest-running video and board game convention in the state, going from Friday through Sunday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. Special guests include voice actors, influencers, and YouTube personalities. There are many games that have stood the test of time, and so has this soundtrack. It's among the most instantly recognizable pieces of music in movie history. The Philadelphia Orchestra will play it in its entirety when they screen Star Wars: The Force Awakens at the Man on three ginormous screens. It happens on Saturday at 8 p.m. and it's a rain or shine event. We recommend you get there early because the first 1,000 people through the doors will get a voucher for a free bag of popcorn. May the Force be with you. The force of music has remained with Robert Smith even if his original band members haven't. The frontman for the British band, The Cure, has moved on with other musicians but is still playing arenas. The revamped Cure heads to Wells Fargo on Saturday on the Twilight Sad Tour. The show starts at 7:30. Rufus Wainwright is also on the road, proving classic music is always in style. Elton John once said he was one of the best songwriters on the planet. Young girls are coming to the gate. On his latest album, Folkocracy, he duets with Susanna Hoffs, Brandi Carlile, John Legend, and Chaka Khan. He'll be at the Miller Theater on Friday night with special guest Lucy Wainwright Roach and Petra Hayden. The show starts at 8. Sounds like it's time for us to head out, and we're going to go on a motorcycle. The American Historic Racing Motorcycle Association is having its Vintage Motorcycle Festival and Swap Meet at the New Jersey Motorsports Park in Millville. That's going on from Friday through Sunday. If you are a biker, or you want to be, or you just like bikers, that's the place you should be this weekend. Things to Do has come to the end of this week's Road, but we'll be back next Thursday. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more, including where you can find Big Beer Fest in Jersey and at the Philadelphia Zoo. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.